But do you think they'll drop the bomb?
Aren't you perfect? Aren't you just a perfect young man?
There is no gray.
We moved down from Alaska, and our street name up there was Smoke Pole.
Just black and white.
Phil! Phil! It's true.
This is the truth.
Phil!
One more.
It's true.
This is Danny Land.
Hey now!
Well, I believe it's time to start here. My name is Danny Chekolinski. I come to you from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida, and this is Danny Land. Ah! You know our mission statement here? If not, let me refresh your memory. 85%. Yeah, I'd say so. 85% of this country is stupid. Not you. You are part of the 15%. Political correctness. Listen here. Political correctness fosters fear and discourages honesty. Where do we start? I am absolutely befuddled. I am perplexed. I am confused. We start in Orlando again last night, 9 o'clock, gator attack at a Disney resort.
Last night at about 9 o'clock p.m., we received this call. Fish and Wildlife Command did a Reedy Creek. We determined that this 2-year-old child was playing at the edge of the water, probably about a foot or so into the water, when this alligator came up and attacked the child. He tried to rescue the child, however, to no avail. There was a lifeguard that was on duty as well. The lifeguard, however, was not able to render much aid. It was too far away, apparently.
And there's so much more than that, too. If you're the lifeguard, do you jump in after an alligator? All right, let's review what's going on here, okay? It's 9 o'clock at night. 9 o'clock at night, you got a 2-year-old kid. You're at a Disney resort. There's a wading pool. So, again, isn't it too late to have the 2-year-old kid up? I'm not a parent, all right? I never will be a parent, but I have something called common sense, all right? Okay, so it's 9 o'clock at night, you got the 2-year-old, you're not going in the wading pool, you see a sign that says no swimming, you're in Florida. Alligators, it's the mating season, for crying out loud. Once again proving that, you know, you need a license to drive, but you don't need a license to be a parent. With a parent comes a responsibility, a 2-year-old, what the hell are people thinking? They're not thinking. Now, I'll tell you what, the media's not going out there and questioning the parents. The media's not out there and calling them stupid. Are they stupid? I don't know. I haven't sat down and played Trivial Pursuit with these people, but common sense? Absolutely none. Okay, Omar Mateen. That's the guy that shot up the gay nightclub early Sunday. His ex-wife, this is the ex-wife now, said, he was a pretty violent guy.
Definitely torture, definitely physical violence. For instance, one of the first times, I believe, if I remember correctly, was in a supermarket when we would go in and he would go into a certain aisle to look for something and I would go into a different aisle to look for something else. And all of a sudden I would hear my name being yelled out and he would be calling my name throughout the supermarket. And I came to him saying, I'm right here. He grabbed my wrist and he dug his fingernails in between my veins and made me surrender and told me to not go far from him ever again.
Made me surrender? Are you kidding me? What the hell is going on here? Honey, I'll be in aisle 9. I'll be in the anti-gay line, all right? Yeah, this guy is definitely not a keeper, okay? I think she did the right thing in getting rid of this guy. But there's something really stinks here. Something isn't right. A coworker, have you heard about the coworker? This guy was a security guard, but the coworker said that this guy, this Omar Mateen, was saying some radical things in previous years. So he tells the employer, this guy's a little bit, he's nuts. Well, the employer evidently said he was afraid to fire him because he's Muslim. Is he gay? Does it matter? Is it terrorism? Is it a hate crime? Is it both? Now, the FBI sat down with this guy in 2013 and 2014. When is the last time that you sat down with the FBI? And how about the father? You know, the father, you asked him, you know, you see, and this guy just, you know, he just keeps on going. He's running his mouth. He's got that verbal diarrhea going on. Father said he saw nothing wrong with his son.
The president again today, and I'm going to use his words, he called this homegrown extremism and a terror attack. Why do you think your son chose that club, and what do you think his motive was?
Well, I am as shocked as you are, because I didn't notice, as I said always in the past 2 days, I didn't notice anything irregular behavior in his part or emotional behavior in his part. He didn't get my attention, just being not normal.
Not normal.
And if I did notice that, I would have took care of him myself. I would have called the law enforcement.
You know, that's a bunch of bullshit. Is anybody buying this guy? First of all, have you seen this guy? Didn't we kill Saddam Hussein? I mean, really. I mean, this guy right here looks like he's, looking around the house for a box cutter and trying to get on a plane to fly into the Trade Center. You know what? I say that, and again, don't freak out on me. Don't do a knee-jerk reaction on me, because the father has gone on record, and there are videos on YouTube of this guy supporting the Taliban. And again, let's go back to Omar Mateen. That's the son. That's the killer. That's the shooter in the Pulse on Saturday night, Sunday morning. 49 dead, 53 injured. In high school, Omar Mateen was cheering during 9/11. Forgive me. I'm 100% Polish. What else do we need to be looking for here, huh? Oh, man, you know, it's like teaching a baby what hot is, okay? You have to, okay, don't put your hand on the stove. Don't put your hand on the stove because the stove is hot. I don't know what hot, oh, good God, is that hot? Now you know, okay? Come on, people. Let's wake up and smell the coffee. Assuming you have a coffee pot that's on a timer. Now, the president's scaring the shit out of me with his comments.
We have to make it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on weapons of war that let them kill dozens of innocents. It is absolutely true. We cannot prevent every tragedy. There are common sense steps that could reduce gun violence and could reduce the lethality of somebody who intends to do other people harm.
Stop the game right now. We got a big word flag on the field. It's lethality. Oh, I like that. I actually went, whoa, okay. All right, let's review, though, okay? You don't punish the many for the actions of the few. Drug dealers, okay, they're going to get drugs. That's what they do. Terrorists are going to get guns. You want to repeal the Second Amendment? You want to take the guns? Why don't you ask the Jews how that worked out, okay? And my question is this. What is a watch list if you don't watch the people on it? There is reaction, then there's overreaction. I did some research. How about that? I put some effort into the show here. Let's talk about gun violence, all right? Homicides in this country, 2014, there were 10,945 homicides, all right? Now, compare that to suicides. How many suicides in 2014? That's 21,334, an average, and that's kind of sad, an average of 56 a day, and homicides an average of 31 a day. What happened in Orlando? And again, I'm not trying to say that what happened in Orlando was justified. I'm not saying that it was okay, and I'm not saying that it was preventable. Is it going to happen again? Yes, it's going to happen again. But if you take the guns away from the people that know how to use them, the guns end up in the hands of people that use them for the wrong reason. It's pretty simple. All right, I'd like to continue, but we've got traffic and weather on the 10s. Let's go to News Chopper 5 right now. As you can see, there's a mild backup over here at Okeechobee. How about that? God, I've got nice tits. All right. Let's get silly, shall we? The rarely heard from Richard Simmons, breaking his silence to discredit rampant rumors that he's transitioning to life as a woman. And we talked about this, I think, last week when speculation was circulating on a possible sex change by the fitness guru. The National Enquirer ran a story alleging this recluse of a man was living as a woman named Sophia. And that's completely untrue, as of today. He's actually living as a woman named Brenda. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Enjoy the pasta salad. Yeah, he also admitted that Carrot Top was his father. So
thank you. Good, thank you very much. Good. Yes.
And that is not an afro. That is actually the pubic hair of Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again.
Oh, man. All right, moving on. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Who's there? Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
I want to dance with somebody.
How about me? I want to dance with...
Hi.
Hi.
Everybody. Hi. Hey, come dance with me.
I'm dancing.
Come dance with me. Come on.
I am.
And you.
And me.
Come dance too.
Thank you.
Exhale.
Really? Are you kidding me?
Hey.
Hey, what? What do you want to do?
Hey!
What do you want to do?
I want to dance with somebody.
All right, there you go.
Hi!
Hi!
Everybody.
Hats and horns, let the pigeons loose. Hey!
Hey!
All right, now we're moving on. I promise we're moving on. Let's spin the wheel of stupid and see what shows up. Oh, there we are. North Fulton County, Georgia. We're talking about the Waffle House. Right there, comedy, right? Lunchtime, Waffle House, 36-year-old East Point man, again from North Fulton County, Georgia, showed up wearing nothing at all.
Police say a naked man tried to force his way into the Waffle House.
How about that guy? Police say, I like to smoke White Owl cigars. The police are saying that the...
Police say a naked man tried to force his way into the Waffle House.
This is the Waffle House, and I have a gentleman who just got out of his car.
Wait. You're at a Waffle House, and you have a gentleman?
This is the Waffle House, and I have a gentleman who just got out of his car and is naked standing in front of my door.
This is a 911 call from a shocked employee of this Powers Ferry Road Waffle House.
Oh, my God. He just peed on my door. Now he's walking inside. Sir, you cannot come in here.
Maybe he just wanted to use the... Yeah, no. No, I guess not. You know, what is... I think, here we go. We're getting very near the end of civilization. I believe the fifth seal from the Book of Revelation is when there is a dress code at a Waffle House. Yeah. It's almost like a Walmart greeter asking current events questions to let people into the store. Nobody would have a shopping cart. One more thing here, okay? Police are investigating reports of a man watching and following women while masturbating. Now, if you're confused about that, that would be to increase the surface temperature of your ship's main cannon with rapid linear motion. How about that, huh? He did this on the north side of Bloomington, Indiana. Now, police say there have been six incidents reported within the past 2 weeks. And evidently this happens between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. In the latest case, around noon on Monday, a police report indicated that the victim said he had a crazy look on his face. She screamed and he was masturbating faster as he was approaching her. She screamed louder and the guy ran. And... All right. Let me see here. Let me channel my inner Gilbert Gottfried, okay? What do you call a guy that is jacking off on a box of Captain Crunch? Huh?
You call him a serial masturbator. Thank you very much. I'm Gilbert Cockrey, and I say goodnight.
All right, that's all we got for you this time around. Danny Chekolinski right here. This is Danny Land. We speak the truth. Remember, 85% of the world is stupid. You're part of the 15%, and it's all that matters.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.